This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
36 years old, Boswell never has to put his body on the line because all he does is kick. So I'm way more sympathetic to what Hayward is going through right now than Boswell per se. 412-928-9370. Let's get some of your calls in here and get some of your thoughts. Here is Russell on the fan. Hello, Russell.
Hello, guys. Thanks for having me.
Sure. What's up, man?
I mean, I totally agree with you on Cam Hayward. I mean, he's way underpaid. He proved himself so well last year.
Thank you.
I mean, I totally agree with you.
Also,
people that are coming out here and they're saying, like, that, what was, like, the first caller you guys had saying, like, crap about him? And it's so, like, untrue. Like, he's a four-time Pro Bowler. Like, he's so good.
He's actually four-time All-Pro, thanks for the call, which is way more meaningful than Pro Bowl. He got Defensive Player of the Year votes last year at 35. He played in every game. I thought he was their most consistent defensive player, and that includes Watt, who I have said countless times I think is better than Myles Garrett. Now, they both don't have a lot of playoff success. Hayward's only won one playoff game that he's played in, Watt zero. And I've been hard on Watt, and I said I would have traded Watt before signing him. If this is just a raise and the Steelers have cap space, I give it to Hayward. Unless, like, if someone wants to tell me right now that signing Hayward prevents them from getting a McLaurin deal done or getting, another wide receiver in here, they're close to a deal, well then I'll sing a different tune, but it doesn't sound like any of that stuff is imminent right now. Here is Johnny next. Hello, Johnny.
Hey, man. Hey, real quick, you guys really helped me get through the toughest time of my life in late 2010, 2011.
And, wow,
thank especially you.
You
and Mueller, for real, man. But look, man, maybe to certain bean counters, or we've heard from Joe Blue Collar out there that have this resentment towards athletes and entertainers that make so much money. But to people who know football and know how entertainment and money works in the real world, he deserves it. And he deserves it because they have the cap room. He has outplayed the market when he got the contract. And it's good for the Steelers. It's a good look. When you pay, that's other players look at that. And top players are going to be like, oh, the Steelers, okay. I see how they do it. So it's a good look. Everything about it is positive. I get it. The bean counters, Joe Blue Collar, they got resentments. They're being spiteful. They're being resentful. And shame on the representative, the union rep, for what he said. I mean, you should want everybody to get as much money as possible if they're private citizens. So, you know, their argument is just spite and resentment is all it is. And, to anyone who knows real football, yeah, you give him the money. You got the cap room. He deserves it. It's perfect. That's why you have cap room, so you could do these things and get players.
Thanks, Johnny. Appreciate it and the kind words. Donnie, you fielded these calls and heard most of them. What's your reaction to all these people that have said, hey, you signed a contract, you've got to honor your word?
I mean, I just said to Jack here when you took Johnny's call that I'm pretty sure, by the way, unless I have it mixed up, and my apologies to Johnny and Farrell if I do, I think he called when it was a solo Malzy show on a Friday a couple of weeks ago, and he was just smoking some doobies. But, I mean, credit to him, because I think he hit the nail on the head. Like, this isn't the same situation, and we know that we love blue-collar workers on this show. This isn't the same situation as just somebody doing a manual labor job. Okay, Cam Hayward will be done with his profession in the next couple of years, not in the next 40.
And what I don't get about that whole thing is the union people, the union protects workers. So if you sign a contract, they're going to force the people who gave you that contract to honor it. Unless you get a fully guaranteed contract like Deshaun Watson did, there's nothing that keeps an NFL team from paying you all the money that is on the initial number that's in the contract. Hayward is just doing to the Steelers the opposite of what they would have done to him if he was coming off a bad year. I don't think they would have outright cut him, per se. But if he, Donnie, if he had a year in 2024 like he had in 2023, where he only had two sacks and played in 11 games, do you think they'd be paying him $15 million to play football right now? I think they would have forced him to take a pay cut. So if they can try to force him to take a pay cut, he should at least try to get more money out of them when he plays like an all-pro.
And it happens with players all around the league. And the point of bringing up, hey, these guys get cut all the time, the owners don't always honor the contract, that seems to leave people without an answer.
Here's Brian next. Hello, Brian.
How's it going?
Hey, man.
I think for me, it kind of goes into what you were just saying in the opposite, where I think he should definitely do whatever he needs to do to make money, so I don't want to discourage that. But it's a year. If this was 2 or 3 years into this contract, I could see last year at this point in time, we were literally talking about, was he worth the money because of the age? And you know, it's going to 3-4 years. What's that look like? Because he was coming off a year for two sacks. He could save money at this point in time by firing his agent, because his agent negotiated the contract. Like, so if you're going to negotiate that, are you negotiating off of the year before, or are you trying to get, hey, I am a four-time All-Pro, and why did you settle for this contract?
But he essentially signed a deal with 3 one-year contracts in them because none of the money was guaranteed. So his deal for next year isn't guaranteed. The only thing that guaranteed this year's deal was that they basically paid him his entire salary back in March for this season. He's only going to make $1.3 million while the season's going on. I think he's worried, if I get hurt or have like a mediocre year, I'm not going to even get the money that's on the contract for next year. So I got to go strike while the iron's hot here and negotiate while we're coming off an all-pro season. And I respect him for that, because I would do the same thing.
Oh, I completely respect him for it, and that's why I said I'm not gonna hate on him doing this, because it is, everything you're saying is true. It's just, how did you got yourself into this situation where you had to negotiate 1 year? Why, if you're gonna go 1 year deals, then every year negotiate a guaranteed contract for yourself and go off of one. Like, this whole resetting the market with the NFL players is kind of like, we'll just reset it every year, and the best player gets the most money, and so on and so on.
Thanks, Brian. Here's Jeff next. Hello, Jeff. Here is JJ. Hello, JJ.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing? Hey,
hi.
I've had enough. Boy, I'm sick and tired of hearing these athletes. They want more. Now, he had a contract. Now he's whining about it. J.J. Watt, same thing. What? They had years on their contract, and they want to negotiate it. How about winning something like the earlier guys said? And another thing, J.J. Watt, they should have traded him to Washington for the receiver's name?
McLaurin.
Yeah, McLaurin, yeah.
By the way, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
What's he won?
Who?
McLaurin.
Nothing. Just like,
so why would you want him? Well, I'm just saying, why do you want more guys that
haven't
won?
Well, they need a number two wide receiver. That's all you heard.
But why would you want a number two wide receiver that's never won?
because they need a number two.
Your argument against Watt and Hayward is that they've never won anything. So why do you want another guy that's never won anything?
Because these guys weren't paid more and they haven't won anything.
Okay, but McLaurin's won anything.
Let me ask you one thing.
Sure.
Who would be more important to the Steelers winning, McLaurin or J.J. Watt or...
Well, J.J. Watt's retired, but if you're talking about T.J. Watt...
T.J. Watt, okay.
I would rather have a wide receiver than an edge rusher, but I also don't want a 30-year-old receiver that's making $35 million a year.
Well, if you get with a J.J. Watt, they just salaries cancel out.
I know. Yeah, I get what you're saying. Thank you for the call. Steve Palazzolo joins us next. Get his full breakdown on Watt's. Now I've got Watt on the brain because he said J.J. a million times even when I corrected him. The Fan's partnering with Pittsburgh Public School students for the school year, and they're going to hook them up with stuffed backpacks for the Pittsburgh for PPS backpack drive. It's presented by Target Freight Management. Good on them to get involved in this cause. You can support by purchasing backpacks or dropping them off at a location near you, including Piata Italian Street Food in Robinson and Northway Mall. For details, visit 937thefan.com to drop off your donation. Brought to you by GBU Life, Life Insurance, Annuities, and Member Benefits since 1892. Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. That's where we find Steve Palazzolo, 33rd team, one of our favorite football analysts in America. We have Cam Hayward now holding in. This was happening for weeks in Latrobe. No local reporter knew about it. They just thought he was old and getting time off. And Cam didn't raise a stink about it. Adam Schefter reported this about 2.5 hours ago. And we've been talking about it all show, Steve. Let's start with this from your perspective. How good is Cam Hayward at this point in his career?
Still very good. I mean, last year in particular was very good. I don't think he's slowed down at all. Interior disruptor, very good against the run, can still rush the passer. I mean, usually at this point in your career, you are taking a step back. Obviously, he missed some time in 2023, and when we're looking at players' careers, and they get older, you think, okay, well, maybe that's the tipping point, 2023. He's getting older. He misses some time. Well, he bounced back last year and was still incredible. So I think on-field play has not really taken a hit. There's always risk at this point in the career as far as injuries go, and that, you know, you could, you know, face a drop-off, but he's still playing a lot of snaps, too, close to 1,000 snaps, two out of the last three seasons, over 1,000, 19 through 21. So he's been durable and very good when he's out there.
After this year, Steve, there's no guaranteed money left on the deal. He's under contract through the 2026 season. There's a roster bonus 5 days into the league year, and then he makes league minimum in the season. So now that you know that, you probably already did, but I just wanted our listeners to get updated on that. If Cam Hayward went to you and you were Omar Khan and said, I want that ripped up, I'm the 18th highest paid defensive tackle in the NFL, I'm easily a top five defensive tackle, I want paid over the next couple of years like a top five defensive tackle, what would your response be?
Yeah, I mean, it's a tricky one because he still is 36, right? I mean, you are getting a little bit older. But I think if you're saying for this year and next year, I think that's, if he's willing to get paid pretty well for this year and next year, I think you can handle that. And look, the Steelers are still pretty much in first contract QB territory as far as they don't have a ton of money locked up in the quarterback position. I don't think they will in the foreseeable future unless they do want some flexibility to try to trade for somebody or do something beyond the draft. So I'm not saying you can just throw money at everybody and everything, but it's almost, you know, they can afford to say overspend for a couple of years right now as they're resorting the QB situation, which will likely be cheaper.
Steve, what is your reaction to a lot of our fans, believe it or not, who are Steelers fans, who say things like, Hayward signed this contract last year, he should honor the contract, he put his name on it, how dare he a year later say, my bad, I signed a bad deal, I want more money? What would you say to that as a guy that covers the NFL?
I kind of get both sides of it. I think I get from the player side and the team side, and look, the cap jumped up quite a bit. I forget exactly when he signed, but the cap jumped up quite a bit and continues
to. He signed last summer.
So I think, okay. I mean, so he had an idea of where it was going. So, look, I mean, there's definitely elements of this is what you did, you signed it. But players are speaking up more and more. Look, I think I think the Steelers are also anticipating not having him in the future years, you know, drafting Derek Harmon. They've already got, you know, pretty good defensive front with or without Cameron Hayward. So I think they're trying to find that balance. And I think from a team perspective, you'd love to have him this year and next year and then have some flexibility after the fact there.
Steve, I don't know where you come down on this one, but Schefter about a half hour later reported that Chris Boswell is doing the same thing. Similar situation, 2 years left on his deal. He feels like he's underpaid. He made the most field goals in the league last year. He won two games in which the Steelers didn't score a touchdown offensively with kicks. He is the 11th highest paid kicker. Where do you come down on giving a kicker more money based on all that information out there?
I just hate discussing kickers generally. I think when you have an established NFL kicker, and there's usually not many of them, right? And there's very few kickers who are clearly in the top five or top seven or top eight year after year, because even some of those guys, you know, it tends to fluctuate, or especially, you know, young guys trying to predict what they're going to do is challenging. So I'm almost of the mind, like, you hold your nose and just pay the kicker as well. Just get it done. And yeah, because no one wants to step into this uncertainty of the kicking world. The Ravens have to do it this year. They, you know, Justin Tucker had all of his off-field issues, and he was bad last year. And, you know, that their season could be on the line based off a few kicks here and there. So I think if you have someone that is that consistent and playing well or kicking well, you just do it, relative to the market, of course.
Are you high on the two guys the Steelers drafted to beef up their defensive line, Harmon and Wyatt Black from Iowa?
Black's okay. I'm definitely Harmon, though. I think Harmon's fantastic as far as, you know, disruption, size, physicality. I think he's got some run game wise. I think he can play with a little better pad level and, you know, not get moved as often. But he's a disruptor. He's an absolute disruptive presence in the middle. It's kind of like Keanu Benton for me, where I think he's a little better pass rusher than he is run defender. So I think when you add that up and you say, okay, they could have Harmon and Benton out there, they could have Hayward out there, they can mix and match those guys, and then all of the juice that they have off the edge. That's why I'm so high on the Steelers defense, is even if Harmon only plays 30 snaps a game, and he's just rushing the passer, he's bringing a different body type, some length, just a tough to block guy to that defense right now as he's developing his all-around game. So, yeah, I'm a big fan of Derek Harmon. I think Black, you know, good size, good length, developmental type of player for me, but I think he's got a future as a backup.
Steve, closer to big deal or no big deal that Will Howard has a small fracture in his hand and is likely to miss the entire preseason for the Steelers?
Not as big a deal as you made it.
Okay.
But still a big deal. That's a lot of reps. That's a lot of reps. And I think that's one of the issues there. Like, you'd love to get a look at Will Howard. You'd love to get those reps. You'd love to get that experience, because I believe they're going to be drafting a quarterback next year. You know, unless Will Howard went out there and, you know, looked like the future starter for, you know, with hands down, you know, based off of preseason action, you're probably drafting a quarterback next year. But, you know, having Will Howard, you know, have experience and everything, I think that is a big deal, not having him out there.
I don't know if we got you on the record as far as, like, where you rated him or ranked him compared to the other quarterbacks that got drafted. But just, like, off the top of my head, you had Ward, you had Dart, Shuck, Milroe, Gabriel, and Shedeur Sanders all go ahead of him. Would you have rated Howard ahead of any of those guys that went before him in the 2025 draft?
Yeah, I had Cam Ward clearly as the top guy. I thought Shedeur Sanders, too. And then when I started to get into, I think I had Jackson Dart 3. And then the way I explained it on our show was QBs 4 through 8 were all intriguing mid-round developmental players. I had Will Howard in that bucket. Intriguing for different reasons. I thought Dylan Gabriel was in that bucket. I thought Tyler Shuck was in that bucket. Jalen Milroe, because of his running ability and everything. Kyle McCord, his big arm from Syracuse. And then Howard, I just like what he did last year in adversity, and in a high pressure situation. It wasn't that it was difficult from a personnel perspective, but the fact that they lost to Michigan and then he bounced back, I thought he improved in the second half down the stretch. And look, he's got some accuracy issues to clean up, but he's got some running ability. He's got enough arm to, you know, get the ball down the field, and I just love, and I think his teammates loved him too. I think they loved how he handled everything, and so I think that part was intriguing, just like a few of those other guys, intriguing things to bring in as a developmental backup.
Steve Palazzolo, 33rd team. Check out his podcast with Sam Monson, which is probably one of the best podcasts in the entire world. Thank you, Steve.
Wow.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Ew.
That music means it's time to talk football, because it's the Donnie Football Debrief, brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company, over 100 years of baking experience. Malzi picked a good day to go play golf at Oakmont. It usually works this way. When one of us take off, there's some big breaking news story, and today it has been news of a Holden. Cam Hayward unhappy with his contract after signing a new deal last year. TJ Watt was the reported Holden. He got his deal done. Aaron Rodgers showed up on time. We thought everything was just so placid, so calm over at Steelers training camp. Not true, as Hayward has not participated in any team drills so far this camp. Donnie?
The Debrief, August 7, 2025. And now we are seeing these reports from everybody at training camp following today's practice that Cam Hayward has declined his interview request for this afternoon.
So something's up. He also put on Instagram, quote, "When you take things for granted, the things you are granted get taken." That sounds like something deep
Socrates
that Malzi would say, that you and I would let go in one ear and out the other.
Maybe my guy Plato said that.
He could have said after practice, "Look, this isn't a big deal. Everything's going to work itself out. Everything's going to be A-OK. You know, fake news, fake news, fake news." We've seen Cam do stuff like that. Maybe he will. Well, he can't tomorrow because they're flying to Jacksonville. And he's not going to play in Saturday's game. So he won't talk after Saturday's game, I wouldn't think. So this has a chance to linger here over this team, which is not what you want. It is a distraction. And my guess is, because we talked to Cam at his softball game, and he was in great spirits, and he talked the other day on McAfee's show and was in a tremendous mood. Donnie, I think he was under the impression in talking to Omar Khan and Mike Tomlin that this was going to be done by now. And, you know, you've probably dealt with this in your own life where, you know, you ask for something, maybe work-wise, and somebody says, "We're working on it," or "We're making progress," or "We'll get to it," and then they never do. And that can be extremely annoying, upsetting, and frustrating. And my hypothesis is that's probably what happened here, that it just got to a point where Hayward was like, "You know what? You can give it to Schefter that this is why I'm not practicing." I don't think that it's smooth sailing right now. with him. Chris Hoch was on and said he thinks something gets done. And I think something gets done, Donnie, because just like with T.J. Watt, I do think the Steelers ultimately will cave here and give Cam Hayward a raise.
Yeah, I mean, to your first point, I think it's a very common thing in the workplace. I mean, if I had a dollar for every time I've had those conversations, I'd be at least a few hundred dollars richer at this point. But, I mean, I think that they will end up working something out. Hokie told us last hour, I don't have any fear. He's going to be on the field in week one. I agree with him. I mean, I'd be pretty surprised if Cam Hayward was not on the field come week one. And I would guess that he doesn't want to be a guy that resets the market here. He's not going to ask, if I had to guess, for Chris Jones money, where it's over $30 million a year. I think it's just a bump up to like 22 to 25, somewhere in that range, maybe
which
a little
is still
bit more.
Which is still pretty substantial. That's not like a pocket change raise. That would be a big raise on the amount of money he's making right now.
Right, it would. But, I mean, just given where the player is at in the whole scope of the league,
sure,
he's still among the best. I mean, he proved it again last season. And age, that it's getting brought up a ton, and I get it because it's so programmed for us now that if anybody is over the age of 30, they might as well be ready to go to St. Barnabas. But the career for Cam Hayward has been backwards the whole time. He's the Benjamin Button of defensive linemen.
He really is.
Early in his career, we wondered, man, this guy's barely getting on the field. We know there's some guys in front of him, but is this guy a bust of a first-round pick? And now the dude's a borderline Hall of Famer, and he's done it pretty much all of it after the age of 30.
Yeah, I think he is a Hall of Famer. So we're not going to get anything from Hayward. We wait on Mike Tomlin, who I'm guessing will address reporters in the next 5 minutes, and we will turn those comments around here momentarily. 412-928-9370. Donnie, thank you for the debrief. Let's go back to your calls on Hayward, starting with Backyard Bob. Hello, Bob.
Hi, Andrew. Hey, we just wanted to talk about Cam's contract.
Sure.
I just want to say, you know, contract is a contract legally. I think Cam has more of a problem with his agent, not negotiating his contract properly.
Okay, but a contract is a contract until it isn't. How many college football coaches, Bob, do we see leave for other jobs when they're under contract? Why doesn't the contract keep that from happening?
Well, they should get sued. I mean, they're actually breaking the contract.
Have you ever seen it happen in your entire life?
No, I don't think I have in pros, but it happens all the time in the courts all the time. If you have a contract, the judge will rule against you.
So if Hayward was coming off a bad year and got cut by the Steelers with 2 years left on his contract, should he sue them?
Well, I think he should sue his agent.
No, I'm asking you, if they terminated his employment with years left on his contract, should he sue them?
Well, you got a good point there. I don't know. It's a touchy situation, you know. I think Cam deserves
It's not touchy for me. He is severely underpaid. And
I agree, totally.
And you have cap space. Thank you.
But there again, that's his contract that his agent negotiated.
All right, thanks
for the point.
Thanks for the phone call, Bob. Here is Dan next. Hello, Dan.
Hey, man, I was just saying I 100% agree that you should rework Cam Hayward's contract. Not only is he proved himself on the field last year, but he for the community and for a mentorship. I mean, come on, you have two rookies on defensive line. You don't think they'll benefit from having Cam Hayward to play under? That's my take.
Sure. Thanks, Dan. That would not be anywhere close. The primary reason why I want to give him more money is because he deserves it, and I think he'll be worth it. That's why. And those other things that come with it, like being a good teammate and a big leader. Yeah, like I think that's just an added bonus to having him on your team. But he is really good at those things. Dejan is next. Hello, Dejan.
Hey, I think we should definitely do it. I mean, I can't name nobody on that defensive tackle list who is better than Cam Hayward. And everybody keeps talking about we should maybe trade him or we got Derek Harmon behind him. It makes no sense to put a rookie in already. We could barely stop the run last
year. Well, he's going
to
start. I got news for you. Derek Harmon, even if Cam Hayward gets this money and he will be on the team, Derek Harmon's going to start. Because they don't have really good players at defensive end. That's why they went out and drafted him and why they said he's going to play right away, because it was a huge issue, and thanks for the call, last year. Yeah. DeMarvin Leal is just a complete bust, and thanks for the call. Who knows what position he's going to end up playing, by the way, if he plays at all, if he even makes the team. You know, the Steelers, it's interesting, like, they're trying to win this year, but they also have deemed guys expendable who you never thought they would just cut loose, like Minka. Now, they got a great deal in what they got back, but that was still very anti-Steelers. And they waxed poetic for months about how Pickens and DK Metcalf would be this dynamic duo, and then, oh, actually, Pickens is such a head case and pain in the ass that we needed to trade him for something that wasn't going to help us this year, which, by the way, I had been saying. And they said, no, we can't wait to see these guys play together, traded them, and then everything comes out about what an a-hole Pickens is. So that's just my way of saying I don't put anything past the Steelers at this point. You know, the history of the Steelers say they're going to find a way to keep Cam Hayward happy, but they've also done some out-of-character things in the last ever since Omar Khan and Mike Tomlin paired up as the GM and head coach.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.